Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bill Foster, the Democrat congressman from the Joliet Shorewood area up through Plainfield and Bolingbrook and Aurora, is on a phone line. Congressman, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
I know you have thought and have issued a statement about the U.S. position relative to Ukraine. Tell me what your thoughts are about that briefly today.
Well, I think that we're going to learn a lot about in the President's State of the Union speech tonight. In that speech tonight, I expect the president is going to speak directly to the American people. He's going to talk about the progress over the last year in the face of deep challenges and his optimism for the future and his resounding belief that it's never a good idea to bet against the American people. You know, it's pretty hard to find another country on earth that's in a better position than America to deal with the gale force economic winds caused by war, inflation, supply chain difficulties, and everything that's happening at the end of the COVID pandemic. But our country, despite the difficulties that are felt by all Americans, are actually in a better place than any other economy on earth.
I believe that. Do you think that the United States, or do you expect that the president will say anything about a further commitment by the United States to Ukraine?
I believe he will. That what we've seen is, you know, ever since the start of the buildup of Russian troops, our intelligence community has been talking to Congress and making plans, and our military has been making plans. Also, the President Biden's Treasury and the Federal Reserve has been working with our European allies to prepare the economic response. That is exactly what we warned the Russians they were going to be up against. And so the Russians invaded, we deployed those economic responses, and you can see the ruble today is trading underneath a penny.
Which is a price that Vladimir Putin is willing to pay. The president has since painted those sanctions as not really deterrence, but more as punishment. He knew he was going to get that, we did that, and it didn't stop him. It's not like he's going to pull back. Do you think at any point in the foreseeable future we should be committing U.S. troops to Ukraine?
I believe that would be a mistake. You know, we have a treaty-level obligation to our NATO partners, but Ukraine is not a partner to that treaty. The number one marching order of the U.S. Armed Forces here is, and the State Department, is under no condition should we get in a direct shooting war against the Russians.
Yeah.
And what Vladimir Putin alluded to about bringing his nuclear forces to a higher level of alert is sort of should have made everyone's blood run cold.
Although I just can't imagine a scenario where that would be useful to him. It's a neighboring country, for crying out loud. Whatever you think of Vladimir Putin, I don't see the advantage to... I also got the feeling that he was speaking about defending himself from nuclear attack from NATO or the West, as opposed to using them offensively. How are you reading that reference of his?
Well, I think that Vladimir Putin has an image in his mind of Imperial Russia that no longer exists and cannot exist in the modern world. If they put all of this money into nuclear weapons, and it's really in many ways crippled his economy. But he is frustrated that this money is not really something that he can use in any kind of real war.
I have 60 seconds left, Congressman. But how do you explain Joe Biden's low numbers, and is he going to say something that will more encourage us this evening?
Well, I think he will just remind us of the progress over the last year. You know, when President Biden took office, the unemployment was off the charts, and we're now nearing full employment. You know, GDP grew at 5.7% last year. That's the fastest rate since 1984. And we created 6.6 million jobs. You know, just imagine where we would be if we had not had the American Rescue Plan and everything that at least returned us somewhere near full employment. because no matter how painful the inflation that is being felt by every country on earth is, we would be far worse off if people were unemployed. Because if you're unemployed and you have inflation, as we were facing earlier in the last year, it would not be a pretty situation, and it's not a pretty situation in most countries that didn't have President Biden's American Rescue Plan.
From the Western Suburbs, Congressman Bill Foster, my family's congressman. They live out in the Joliet Shorewood area, so it's good to connect with you today. Let's talk again down the road, Congressman.
All right. Don't I get a speed joke?
No, here's how it works. You have to give us one, Congressman.
Okay, all right. I'll get a speed joke here. You got 30 seconds for a speed joke?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so look, we're having these caucus meetings, many times a week, and we have been, like everyone else, going from Zoom to in-person meetings. So at a recent thing, we had a very senior person in from the White House and in attending in person. And the person conducting the meeting said, let's stand up and give a round of applause. And so everyone present did. And then the person leading the meeting said, and let the record show that everyone who is attending this meeting on Zoom would have stood up if they were, in fact, wearing pants.
That's not one we've told before, but I may borrow that for tomorrow's show, Congressman.
All right. Well, give thanks to the Democratic caucus and their bearing up under tough circumstances and keeping the country moving.
And that's what we're all trying to do. Congressman Bill Foster from the Joliet area.